Are big customers worth pursuing? I'm Janet Attard with the BusinessKnowHow.com idea of the day. Once your business has established itself by selling to small companies or stores, it's tempting to want to go after the big fish in the sea. Heck, whether those big fish targets are major retailers, name brand consumer goods manufacturers, well-known service providers, or government agencies, you can't help thinking your company would have it made if you landed a big, prestigious client or two. If you play the game right and have the cash flow and infrastructure to manage really big clients, yes, they can often be very lucrative. But sometimes those big name clients are a lot more trouble than they will ever be worth to you. For starters, the bigger the company and the bigger the order they are placing, the deeper the discount they're likely to be looking for. Now, if you quickly run some numbers through your head, you may think it's in your best interest to give a steep discount for very large orders. Heck, if you bring in $2 per item selling 50,000 items to a single company, it adds up to the same $100,000 you'd make if you sold 10 different companies 2,000 items each at $5 an item. And sometimes there is profit in scale. But not always. Take a closer look at that big company sale, and you may find that the big company pays in 90 to 120 days instead of the 30 to 45 days it usually takes to collect from your smaller accounts. Meanwhile, your suppliers and your landlord won't wait 90 to 120 days to get paid from you. If you don't have enough cash to pay your bills until you collect, you'll need to borrow money or factor your receivables. Either option will add to your costs and cut your profit. The big company may demand a lot more service than smaller ones do, too. They may want you to redesign a stock item to meet their specifications, a cost they expect you to bear as part of the very reduced price they are expecting you to offer. Or they may need to have their order shipped in a certain way, with inventory control tags or barcoding, for instance. Then, too, there's often a lot of time devoted to the bidding process of winning contracts with big corporations or government agencies. Putting the bid package together may take you and your team a significant amount of time, and unknown to you, that time could be for naught if the purchasing agent already has their mindset on a favored vendor, but is required by company policy or state or federal law to get a certain number of bids before awarding the contract. Despite the potential for problems, some big customers really can make a serious improvement to your bottom line and your reputation. To determine whether or not it makes sense for your company to pursue big contracts, run the numbers. Start by determining all your costs for bidding on and delivering on big contracts. Include the cost of your time and your team's time to prepare the bid. Determine what your cost of goods or inventory costs are at different volumes. Know what the packaging and shipping costs would be, being sure to include the hourly cost of the employees needed to pack and ship the goods and the actual cost of the packaging and labels. Determine whether your company would have the manpower and equipment to get the big order out on time and do it without interrupting service to your existing customers. And take a very close look at your cash flow. Can you afford to lay out a lot of cash to fulfill a big contract and then wait 90 to 120 days to get paid? And if not, will the contract still be profitable to you if you need to borrow money or factor receivables? Check interest rates and be sure. Then, when you have all the numbers in front of you, make the bid or no bid decision. I'm Janet Attard. Find more tips, hints, and ideas for marketing and growing your business at www.businessknowhow.com.